Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz for Saturday, October 1st, 19. Ooh, I almost went way back. 19. Wow. 2011, 19. I can only wish. 2011, it is too... We are, 2 months away from 2012. Oh, my gosh. This year has always, they all just fly right by. Welcome to the show, everyone. Extra effort, a couple of guests, and Joe from Germany in the chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't think I put your name on the website, B-Boy. Okay, that's my bad. My apologies for that. You can come to blogtalkradio.com and search for Talking Smooth Jazz, and that will bring you to our chat room. My apologies for that. I was busy getting ready for Brian Culberson concert last night, so everything just went out the window. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, you can join us in the chat room by going to blogtalkradio.com and search for Talking Smooth Jazz, and then look for B-Boy's show, our interview with keyboardist B-Boy. Look for that show, and that will bring you into the chat room. If you are listening from Facebook, you can just click on the link on the Talking Smooth Jazz page, and that will bring you in as well. So let me welcome our guest to the show today. We are talking to keyboardist B-Boy. Or Bassant, and I have to ask you about that. Did I pronounce that right? How do you pronounce your last name?
No, you murdered it, but that's okay.
I knew I would. What is it?
Well, it depends on where you're from, because if you're from Richmond, Virginia, anywhere, it's just Bassant. So.
Bassant. B-Boy. Okay. AK B-Boy. All right. He has played sideman to Joaquin Joyner, Blake Aaron, Michael Linton, UNAM, Will Donato, Nils, Warren Hill, Ray Parker Jr., Matt Marshak, Marion Meadows, Paul Taylor, and more. And his debut solo release is called Out Front. B-Boy, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I have to ask you about your last name. Is it French?
It is. It is. And ironically enough, I've completed some research on my name. I've always been interested in my name since I've had it. I found out some really interesting things. It is indeed French. It is.
Okay. And where's the connection?
Well, the furthest, check this out, it's kind of neat. I was able to research it back to the 17th century. There was a guy by the name of Reverend James Boisseau who made the journey here from France, by way of England, doing some religious persecutions and whatnot. And the name comes from him. He and his brother were the only two people carrying that name to make the voyage. They were, and I narrowed it down to James because James made landfall in the Virginia area, which is in the area where my family comes from. So.
Oh, okay. So this is like a long distance relevant. Great, 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 great,
long,
great. Great, great, great,
long.
Great.
Brother of another country. That's not the situation.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, again, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you on. Mike has told me a lot about you since meeting you in Colorado.
I've never met Mike before in my life.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, Mike lied to me.
Then. I don't. Mike. Oh. Mike, I don't know any.
Why are you lying to me, Mike?
What did I say now?
No, he's gonna say he's never met you before in his life.
I've never met Mike before in my life. I don't know this guy, Mike.
Oh, see, Mike, you're wrong for that. You're wrong for
that. That's my buddy, my East Coast buddy.
Now, you used to live in Virginia, right? Richmond area?
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised on Southside Richmond.
Okay, why did you move? Now you're in Colorado, so why did you move?
It's the strangest thing. I came to Colorado to do some gigs as a side man, and I just never went home. I missed my flight, and 5 years. Just couldn't get another flight out. And all of that's true except the part about missing my flight. I came out here to play some gigs, and I loved it. And so I stayed. And the rest is history. The rest is history.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go back in your history and kind of touch base on your background. I read that you have you started out in church, as most musicians do. So let's talk about that.
Yay.
So were you like in church every day, every week, every Sunday type of kid?
Yeah, and it was difficult for me not to be because the church was one block away from my house, and there was a choir named for my family, the Mumford Memorial Choir. So my whole family was in the church, and I was one of those kids. Everybody knew my family in the church, so it was hard for me to do anything, out of order. So I ended up on the drums at the church. My uncle used to run the sound and, make the tapes for the church, and I was in the corner with the music and all that stuff, and just was at music in my family, in my bones, in my blood. So I ended up playing drums at First Baptist Church, South Richmond, in Richmond, Virginia. And played drums for about 18 years, actually, about 17 years.
Okay. And then you moved to keyboard.
Yeah. Why did you move to keys after 18 years?
You know what? The truth, man, everybody played drums, man. It was too many drummers. And I noticed, the keyboard players had all the women, man. The drummers, no, I'm kidding. The keyboard players had all the gigs. Like, you could go to the mall and see a keyboard player just playing in the lobby, whereas, I've never seen any drummers just playing in a lobby of a mall by themselves. So I was like, you know what? Let me switch over to this keyboard thing. And I was horrible at first. I mean, awful. I started in the church, of course, and people used to see me coming in church and like, oh my God, here he comes. But I just kept at it. I just moved over to keyboard, and then I fell in love, and I'm stuck now. I'm addicted.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Trey, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so you're self-taught on the keyboards?
Well, I would say I'm drumline taught, because I did go to college in Norfolk State University, Spartan Legion, stand up, let's go. I learned the most from being around other phenomenal musicians, more so than actual school taught. Like theory, it was a thing where theory, I learned a lot of theory in school, but my reading was very, very weak. I was making my way through with my ear at school, and I would say self-taught and peer assisted, if you will.
Okay.
Now, I was going to ask you that because I had my son doing drums at first, and he knew how to read music as well, and then he switched over to keyboard too. And somebody told me that once you learn the keys or the drums and you learn the notes, it's easier to transition to other instruments because it becomes easier to learn another instrument. Is that true?
I would agree to an extent, especially when it comes to reading, because, of course, drums is all rhythm. And so once you're reading drum music, you have a better you're more likely to master the rhythms that you might find in any other instrument. All you have to do from that point is apply melodic values to where the notes are placed, if you will. But, yeah, I agree with that to an extent. Some of your accomplished keyboard players have been drummers first, particularly Chick Corea was a drummer, and you can sort of see it and hear it rather in his style. It's more percussive and rhythmic versus, like, say, a Joe Sample, who's more melodic, And I think that about myself. Being a drummer first makes my style more percussive, especially in soloing.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I also want to mention that B-Boy last year was the Organist of the Year Award winner at the American Gospel Awards and was nominated for Keyboardist of the Year last year as well. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Out Front, because that is the perfect name for this CD as a sideman, in that you are stepping out front now and doing your own music. So tell us about the CD itself.
Oh, wow. I'm so excited and happy that it's done. It was a long time coming. It's something that honestly came from a friend of mine, Will Dotto, who I've had the pleasure of working with. We were doing a show, and Will would point over to me and say, "Yeah, boy, da 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 da, he's playing keys for me, blah blah blah. His album is coming out on such and such a date." And I'm like, "What is he talking about? I'm not having any writing." And to the point, like, people would start asking me, like, after the show, like, "Oh man, where can I buy it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, let me get back to you." I'm like, "Well, dude, maybe I ought to do this, you know." And I started to do some research on the smooth jazz market, you know, as far especially keyboard players. And for my taste, there was no one doing the style of music that I knew that my peer group might be interested in with regards to jazz. There was nobody edgy coming from my instrument. For instance, there was no Mike Phillips of the keyboard. There was no, you know, a trombone shorty of the keyboard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let me do that. Let me do that. So Out Front was the result.
Okay. And you are working with one of our artists on this CD, Tony Exum Jr., on a song called It's a Habit. I'm going to play that next. But tell us how you and Tony met.
Well, I moved to Colorado, and I was doing a couple gigs here and there and playing with this person and that. And Tony contact me. I think he saw me play, I want to say, a Jazz at Jack's with Joaquin Joyner. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, approached me. We shook hands. We spoke. And one thing about Tony, I really, really, really connected with his energy. He's real laid back and chill, respectful, humble type of guy. And from that point on, you know, I just struck up a relationship with him. That was my homeboy. So we played a couple gigs together, and it made me respect him even more as a musician. And then his grind, just to see what he's doing out of Colorado on a national level, it just made me respect him even more. And I said, you know, that's a guy I want to work with on a project. And the first single off my album came out, It's a Habit.
All right. Well, this is the song that we're going to play next. It's called It's a Habit, and this is off of B-Boy's debut CD, Out Front. right, that's It's a Habit featuring Tony Exum Jr. on B-Boy's debut CD, Out Front. And B-Boy, we have Tony on the phone. Tony, welcome.
Thank you, Terry.
What up, crew?
What's going on with you, man?
I'm chilling, man. That's my dude right there, Tony Exum.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man.
So Tony, how do you like working with B-Boy?
You know what, B and I, it's funny because once I got to know him, we kind of figured out that we had, you know, a lot more in common than we thought, you know, mm-hmm. just from things that we dealt with growing up and everything. So there's a kinship there that we discovered really like earlier this year. You know, we've always been cool, but like once we got to the studio, and then earlier this year before I came out to the East Coast to play at Blues Alley the previous weekend, I went to Richmond to play with him. And I just went out there mainly just to have some fun and kind of see where he comes from and interact with some of the musicians that he came up with. And I noticed that we were, you know, we just had a lot in common. So I like the fact, one thing about B that I'm learning, and I don't think I've ever told you this, but me myself, you know, I'm so like, I have to stop like overanalyzing everything I do. You know, I'm so like, I'm still kind of self-conscious and overanalyzing, like, okay, am I playing the right notes? Am I getting the crowd's attention? Are people feeling me? You know, you got all these crazy thoughts in your head. B just plays, and you just marvel at how he just goes at it. And you're like, and I'm learning that from B now. I'm like, you know what, Tony, just play. You've been playing for years. You know this stuff. Just play. Don't worry about anything else.
Man.
Just be you, man. And B just plays. And the thing about B is, cats know him as a sideman, and this is in respect to his level of professionalism. B knows how to play behind an artist and let that artist do what they do. A lot of guys don't know how to do that. They want to shine themselves, or they just don't have the psychological know-how on how to be a sideman and when to step up front. So that you give B a solo, he's going to kill it, hands down. But to see B-Boy D-Boy is some stuff. So as me and him say, he's a problem. You know, B is
he's
a problem.
He's a problem.
He's a problem. You know, and that and me and B together is a serious problem. So y'all
know.
Wow.
Me
and
that
dude,
they don't even know.
Oh my goodness. So that's the thing that I like about playing with B, is that he doesn't let anything hold him back. He is who he is. It's like you either accept B-Boy or you don't. But you will admire and marvel at his talent. So, you know, you may not like his approach, or because, you know, people call him like the 50 Cent of smooth jazz. So you got the
G notes.
Right.
G cuff unit. No, I'm kidding.
He's stupid, right? So you got the 50 Cent of smooth jazz and the, what do they call me? What am I like? What did you call me one day?
That's
you called me
the Ralph Fresband
on the stage. You know, that's a serious problem. So, you know, but it's a pleasure to be around somebody like that really, you know, when you see him, you have no idea that he has the ability to do what he does. So then when you watch it, a lot of people get drawn into that, because we all have our own kind of psychological or aesthetic prejudices about what we know how a musician's supposed to look. And, you know, you see me on stage with my, you know, shirt and my fedora or whatever, you're like, oh, yeah, he kind of looks like a saxophone player. But you see B looks like he's about to grab the mic and start rapping and cussing.
So, you know, and I say something about that, too, because I know when we went to Denver for the Denver Jazz Festival, and me and Tony went to pick B up, I'm looking for a totally different guy, but when you throw it up on B, I'm like, is that the guy? So Tony is right. You know, you look at him and you see, you know, a rapper. You don't see a smooth jazz musician, but the guy is incredible. He's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, his knowledge is good. You know, he knows how to play. He gets along with everybody very, very well. So, you know, it's not like you're looking at him like, man, this guy's going to be the one? You know, are you sure this the right cat? But
to piggyback off that, man, it's more intentional than people realize. I mean, where I come from, and Tony can attest to this, having been there, you don't see no smooth jazz-looking brothers really, you know, too tough walking around. I mean, I would look out, I would be out of place in my peer group. I mean, which is not to say that, no, you know, it's that closed-minded that I would have to stay that way, but it's my choice because of who I'm trying to reach. It's like, you know, Coltrane and those cats back in their day, they were people whose music appealed to people, not necessarily the intellectuals or whomever else, just the people of that day. I mean, they had their issues, and their music appealed to people with issues. And so my goal is to look familiar to who I'm trying to reach, which is that brother who is rapping right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
I still want him to be able to listen to jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then, too, that's who I am. I'm from Blackwell, Southside, Richmond, and I can't ever change that. It just so happens I love to play jazz music.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Tony, I know you know this, but B-Boy, you probably don't, but I will be at the Sedona Jazz Fest next weekend, and I finally get a chance to see Tony perform live. I don't know if you guys are going to be on the same stage, but I'm looking forward to seeing both of you next weekend.
I tell you what, Tony X from Show is, if you haven't seen Tony X from live, then, yeah, you need to. This guy, it's funny to me because all of that shy guy off stage, all of that. What did you say? I asked Tony what he said 3 or 4 times because he's mumbling all the time. But when this joker puts a saxophone in front of him, I'm telling you, he turns into Ralph Tresvant. I'm like, Ralph! I'm like, well, hold up. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, I mean, he takes over the stage. And I'm in awe. And then the thing about it, he's a smooth, quote-unquote, smooth jazz player. But every now and then, this boy plays some notes. Every now and then, Tony lets you know, okay, look, it ain't all bon and nah with me. Every now and then, he gonna say, okay, I studied this thing. So, mm-hmm. You know, if you have never seen Tony Exum, handle that.
Yeah,
handle that.
Appreciate that, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, and if anybody from Colorado is listening right now, actually tomorrow night, B and I will be playing at this place called Duras, out here in Aurora, Colorado, and we're gonna get it in because last week was off the chain, and so this week's gonna be even worse. So, you know, look out for YouTube because we about to get it in. So, B, I'm gonna see you tomorrow, man, and you know, you're my dude. I got nothing but love for you, man. Let's do this. We got a lot of work to do, so you know, let's make it happen, man, and you know, continue this new generation thing that Mike has coined. You know, I'm saying that more and more as I talk to other people, but it's so true. And B is definitely a part of that new generation of jazz, period. Not just smooth jazz, but just some jazz. You know, I'm going to say that. And yeah, it's a sight to see us together on stage. So you know, Colorado, come out tomorrow. And Terry, I am looking forward to seeing you out there in Sedona. And I plan on having a good time, putting on a really good show. And eventually you will see, I think, as we were talking about this, and I'm going to say this to everybody that's listening and in the chat room, B and I are working on a package thing to go out together as a team and do some damage. So, you know, be on the lookout for that.
All right, thank you, Tony. I'm looking forward to seeing you next weekend.
No problem.
All right,
see you
too. Thank you, Tony. So you've done enough plugging of the Tony X and the
Hey, man,
how ironic
do
that
do,
Mike
man.
Says that.
I ain't mad.
How ironic that Michael says that. You
no,
know,
no,
Michael.
No,
be correct and not mention certain relationships.
I know they love him, but right now, I mean, we got to get to B-Boss Oz music because the young man is an awesome talent.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. But Mike is right, though. You know, you guys need to pick up this man's CD. It's amazing. And and the title really speaks for itself. You know, this man is really coming out front with his music, and it's off the chain. So, you know, get on iTunes. As soon as this interview is over, go to iTunes, put in B-Boy Soul or B-Boy, get It's a Habit, get the other single, I'll let him bring that up, and you're going to see, you know, some serious, serious music. And with that said, I'm going to get off the phone because I need to woodshed some stuff, and I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
All right.
Bye,
y'all.
Bye. All right, that's Tony Exum Jr. Definitely pick up his CD finally if you do not have that. All right, B-Boy, we're going to get back to some music. The next song is track number one, How That Happened. Tell me about that.
It's actually the first song I recorded in the studio, and I kind of put it together, and I was like, whoa, I didn't have a title for it, and I was playing it one day, and I was bobbing to it, like dancing to it my own self, as if it was something I, you know, something I didn't have anything to do with. like it was something I was listening to the radio, listened to on the radio. So I was like, wait, how'd that happen? I was like, oh, okay. Kind of makes no sense, but perfect sense at the same time.
Exactly. All right, here's how that happened. That was How That Happened from B-Boy's debut project called Out Front. All right, and I want to get to the next song, B-Boy, because we have five songs here to play, and I want to try to get them all in, including the song that you want to debut. So we're going to go next with Billie Jean, and tell me why you wanted to do this one.
Well, you know, I know it's a lot of crap going on in the media right now with the trial and all that, but I want, you know, let's not forget who Mike was, man. Mike was the king of pop, and I did what I had to do to make sure that I was respectful to the business and also honor his legacy and his business and put this song out, because I just wanted to remind people, don't trip. Mike was the king of pop, and you probably did have that red jacket with all the zippers and your
and
jerry flat, curl. So
and the gloves, yeah.
Don't front on them, because I know I had the jacket. So, yeah, this is Billie Jean in honor of Mike Jack. Please
all right.
Me.
That is B-Boy's version of Billie Jean.
Well, I like that. That was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So, B-Boy, we have a fellow BTR host in the chat room who would like to have you on his show. His name is Andrew Carr, and I will get you his information and vice versa and get you on his show as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. All right. Not a problem. Not a problem.
Now,
okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you real fast before we get into the next song. You mm-hmm. played with the Fuzz Band, too, down there in Virginia. What was that experience like?
Oh, my goodness. It was, man, you know what? Those are some of the best years of my musical life, man. My best friend in the whole world, Mr. Wellington Boo Britt, was a drummer who actually recommended me to the band. And just the guys that I was blessed to play with, John Stratford, Dwayne, oh, my gosh, Jason and Alex and all those guys. It was just Cabana and the vocalists. We became a family because we were gigging, we were rehearsing, we were on the road, we were together so much. And, you know, it was the first time that I just linked with a group of musicians. And they, you know, they accepted me, and each of our personalities added to the music. It was just a mosh posh of creativity that I've never seen it since. I don't think I, oh, my gosh. It's like one of those once-in-a-lifetime situations. The Fuzz Band.
All right. Okay, so now the next song is...
Let's go with Chance of Flurries.
You want to do
with Chance? I love that song.
All right. Well, why do you like this song so much, Mike?
Because the beat, I mean, like, you know, I listen to the whole CD. The beat on this song is just a very good beat, and it's one of those type of R&B type rap beats. You just get your head bobbing, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. B-Boy, Chance of Flurries. Tell us about this one.
Well, I live in Denver, Colorado now, and past month of October is always a Chance of Flurries. I mean, no other way to put it. It could just snow. I'm looking out the window right now while I'm saying it, because I'm saying the S word too much. It might fall while we're on the radio right now. So, no, we're good. But, yeah,
okay.
It's a Chance of Flurries.
All right. Here we go. Thank you.
Real Buddy.
All right, Chance of Flurries, one of Mike's favorites on that CD.
Yes, yes. That was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man.
Okay, D-Boy, you list as one of your influences John Tesh. Tell me what you like about him.
It's funny. It's right off of the fuzz band question. While I was playing with the fuzz band, Dwayne, who's the band leader and trumpeter, Dwayne Smith, sometimes my style was a little grimy. It was kind of like dark, and he would say, "Yo, man, I need you to make it more Teshy." And I'm like, "What? You know, John Tesh?" And I'm like, "You mean the guy from Entertainment Tonight?" He's like, "Yeah, he's a piano player too." So I went and checked him out, and I kind of liked his style. His style is really bright and happy, and so. You know, that became how I was directed to play more bright. It's like, yo, but make it Teshy. Make it Teshy, you would say.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, your next single, you wanted to debut on the show, so tell us about that.
All right. This is the title track, actually, off of the album called Out Front. It's kind of, if I had to sum up how I explained or how I felt or viewed smooth jazz or new jazz in one song off this album, this would be it, because it's like, it's got the vibe that, you know, it almost puts you in the mind of a skating rink. You know, you're having a good time. It's not all intellectual, sitting down with your wine and your cigar. No, this is get out and have a good time jazz music like it used to be. So, you know, here it is, Out Front, for the first time anywhere and ever, debuted on Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you.
Got him.
right, you heard it here first, the debut of the next single from B-Boy's CD, the title track, Out Front. All right.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yes.
Good job. Good
Glad
job.
Glad you all enjoyed that one. Thank you for letting me debut it here.
Oh, thank you for doing so. Thank you for doing so. So now we know that you're going to be in Sedona next weekend. Where are you going after that?
Well, I have a you know what? I got something even better for that. Anybody with an Android phone, you can just go to your market and you can search B-Boy Soul. And I have my own app. You can keep up with my music, my shows, my tour dates, pictures, my blog. Everything is right there. But I got a weekly thing going on out here in Colorado. I'll be doing that and pretty much just waiting for Mike to call me with some stuff on the good old East Coast. But, you know, that's the best way to keep up with me. You know, of course, I'm on Reverb Nation. Anything you want, you know, all your social networks, just search B-Boy Soul on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheRealB-Boy. On Twitter, twitter.com/TheRealB-Boy. And that's B-Boy with an I at the end, B-E-E-B-O-I. I'm out here.
Yes.
And not only is he a great musician, but I see he's a tech genius too. You know, I mean, how many musicians, you know, got their own apps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, mm-hmm. It's hustling, man. You got to get out there and do it, you know.
That's right.
And let me
hard out here for a keyboard player. I had to go there. I had to switch it up. It's hard out here for a keyboard player.
I love that movie. Okay, I want to spell your last name for everyone. It's B as in boy, O-I-S-S-E-A-U. If you're going to Google him, that's how he spells his last name. Or just look up B-Boy as well, and you'll find him there, too. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, gosh, it's been – I have thoroughly enjoyed having you on the show, and I cannot wait to see you next weekend.
You
know,
the boy is crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait.
Oh, man. Oh, can I give a quick shout-out real quick?
Sure.
Shout-out to my big cousin, my homie Carl Cuffy Seabrook, out there recuperating. Had a terrible he fell off his bike, y'all. He fell off his bike. So, you know, I just want to shout-out the homie while he recuperating. And, of course, my mom and dad, the whole Boston clan, the whole Mumford clan, everybody. Southside Richmond, stand up. There we go.
All right now.
he is not your typical smooth jazz musician, but the boy can play. I will say that. B-Boy is true.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I am looking forward, so looking forward to meeting you next weekend. I will be there Saturday, so I will definitely look for you and introduce myself. Looking forward to it. Thank you again for coming
Indeed.
On. Enjoyed
Thank
having
you for having me.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, B, for coming on out. And I'll make sure to give Mike Rose that message that you sent him to, okay?
Who? You know. Thanks, brother.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. All right, B, you have a great day, okay?
You too. I'll take care. Y'all take care.
You too.
All right, B.
All right. Wow. That was cool. That was so cool. That was B-Boy. His debut project is called Out Front. You can find that on Amazon and on iTunes. And then check him out on Facebook as well. And follow him on Twitter, The Real B-Boy. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mike, you have an announcement to make. You got something special coming up next week. Tell everyone about that.
This upcoming Tuesday, October the 4th, I'll be the special guest co-host of a show called It Is What It Is. It's a radio show that's about relationship topics from the male perspective. And it's going to be interesting. Like I said, our past guests have included, Rodney Perry, comedians, talent, Thelma from Good Times, Raj from What's Happening. Everybody's been on the show, and they've been giving, you know, different perspective views on relationship topics. And this week, I'll be on there as a guest host and talk about the choices that men make and different things about that, as far as, you know, how we pick women, how do we, you know, why do we trust women, you know, stuff like that. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see. I think they have a Ustream key, so it's going to be nice. So I want everybody listening to WPBRadio.com this Tuesday, 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be hot.
All right, I'm looking forward to listening to that as well. All right, we are not on tomorrow, but we will be back on Wednesday, October 5th, with saxophonist Jonathan White, a.k.a. Jay White. His CD is called A New Jazz Swagger, so we will be talking to him about that. So, everyone, I want to just thank everyone in the chat room, Anisha, Extra Effort Forum, the guests, Joe from Germany, Laura, Tamara. Thank you all. And
yes.
I apologize for Dissolve. I cannot pronounce your first name, but thank you for joining us as well on the show here. All right, Mike, anything else you want to add before I say goodbye?
Well, just want to let Lex add, I want Anisha to listen to the show. I want Anita Ross, I want all of y'all to listen to the show this upcoming Tuesday, so I can let y'all know what men really think about relationships and women in general, because, you know, I see everybody make little nice comments, this and that, but it's going to be, I'm going to be open and honest about everything on Tuesday. So if you really want to know what I think about different things as far as relationships and things like that, I want y'all to tune in, okay? So Anisha, tune in. Make sure that you tune in, Miss Wilson and Miss Ross and Miss Gardner.
So Anisha say, why me?
Yeah, I'm giving all y'all some good advice, okay? That's why. Y'all gonna need the advice, okay? Y'all need to tune in to my Pearls of Wisdom on this Tuesday, okay? That's
wow.
Why.
Pearls of
Pearls
Wisdom.
Of Wisdom.
Wow. All righty then. That is going to be on WP, as in Paul, B as in Boy, radio.com on Tuesday, October 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for that. And you can see it on Ustream. So it's going to be sort of like a roundtable discussion. So that should be really interesting. Anisha's like, oh, my God. That should be really interesting. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. I'm going to close the show with another song from B-Boy CD. This is called In My Green Room. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.